Beyond the Data, Part 1, Using AI Tools to Turn Workforce Data into Preventive Compliance. The challenge for employers has never been collecting workforce data. Most employers already have that data in their payroll, timekeeping, scheduling, and human resource information systems, HRIS. The challenge is turning that data into a decision before a wage and hour dispute forces the issue. Artificial intelligence, AI, assisted workforce analytics, and simpler changes to how reports are generated and reviewed can both help employers continuously monitor that data and correct issues earlier, reducing wage and hour exposure in California and beyond. This article opens a new series, Beyond the Data, on turning existing workforce data into a preventive compliance program. It also introduces a simple 5-stage framework that the rest of the series will build on. Quick hits. Most employers already possess the workforce data and systems needed to build a more proactive compliance practice. The barrier is usually how the data gets used, not whether it exists. AI is one useful tool for this, but not the only one. Simpler changes, such as who reviews an existing report, how often, and for what information, can be just as valuable. Proactively identifying and correcting compliance issues generally puts an employer in a better position than discovering the same issues for the first time in litigation in California and beyond. This series follows one idea from start to finish. Compliance moves through 5 stages, starting with simply collecting data and continuing through the use of it to catch problems early. Later articles will show where meal periods, rest breaks, and other exposure points each fit in that progression. You already built this. Over the past 2 decades, employers have invested heavily in digitizing the workplace, electronic time clocks, cloud-based payroll systems, scheduling software, and HRIS platforms. For most, the practical use of that data has remained narrow: process payroll, satisfy basic reporting requirements, and when litigation arises, reconstruct what happened months or years earlier. That is starting to change, sometimes through AI tools that make it practical to continuously analyze data already in these systems or to generate new reports from the same dataset, and sometimes simply because someone decides to look at an existing report differently. Either path moves the data toward an early warning system, and this series will cover both. The opportunity. Different questions, same data. Whether an employer uses an off-the-shelf timekeeping and payroll platform, a customized internal system, or some mix of the two, most already generate substantial reporting built mainly to answer transaction-level questions. Who missed a meal period yesterday? Who was owed a premium last pay period? The more useful question is often different. Which supervisors show a rising trend in late or missed meal periods? Which locations carry disproportionate premium exposure once staffing and overtime are accounted for? AI tools, using a technique often called pattern recognition, can help answer questions like these at scale, but an employer can also get partway there simply by asking an analyst to review 6 months of trend data instead of one pay period at a time. The technology accelerates the work, no matter how sophisticated the business is. It isn't a prerequisite for starting it. 5 stages, 1 direction. Every article in this series points back to the same idea, so it helps to lay it out plainly here. A compliance program tends to grow through 5 stages. Stage 1 is collecting data, timekeeping, payroll scheduling, and HRS records. Almost every employer is already here. Stage 2 is basic reporting, dashboards, exception reports, and an audit once per quarter. Many employers are here too, even if it doesn't feel like a stage, but rather a finished process. Stage 3 is spotting patterns. Seeing trends across supervisors, locations, workgroups, or shifts on an ongoing basis rather than one report at a time. Stage 4 is acting on what the pattern shows. A manager changes a schedule, a policy gets corrected, and the correction gets written down. Stage 5 is doing this continuously. Problems get flagged before they become patterns, and resources go where the risk is developing, not just where it already happened. Most employers today are at stage 1 or stage 2. This series is about what it takes to move to stage 3 and beyond, using data these employers already have. Why this matters. An employer's demonstration that it proactively investigated, monitored, and acted upon information is becoming a real advantage, not just a legal technicality. Courts and regulators, in California, and increasingly elsewhere, are rewarding employers that took reasonable, good-faith steps toward compliance before problems surfaced, rather than employers that first learned of an issue through a lawsuit. California Private Attorneys General Act, PAEJA, Notice, or Agency Complaint. Later articles in this series will touch on specific California statutory and case law developments driving that trend, including a reasonable steps discount now built into California's PAGI framework. For now, the broader point holds. Proactive, documented monitoring, whether AI-assisted or simply through better internal habits, tends to reduce wage and hour exposure, and it is what moves a compliance program from stage 2 to stage 3 and beyond. None of this guarantees immunity from a claim, and nothing in this series should be read as legal advice on any particular set of facts. What it does, ideally, is shift an employer's starting position from after-the-fact defense to a demonstration of ongoing good-faith compliance at all times, regardless of whether litigation looms. A practical illustration. Consider a multi-location employer that already exports weekly time card and attestation data. Today, that export likely gets a quick look before payroll runs. An AI tool could flag locations with a meaningful increase in late or missed meal periods over 6 months and draft a short summary for review. Alternatively, someone could run that comparison manually each month. A regional manager reviewing that summary might trace the pattern to one location's Sunday closing shift and adjust the schedule. 6 months later, premiums at that location have dropped, and there is a dated record showing when the problem was caught and what was done about it. Either approach, AI-assisted or manual, is a starting point for human review, not a legal conclusion, but both reflect proactive monitoring and both move a compliance program forward a stage. Implementation tips. Consider starting by asking whoever is responsible for meal period or premium pay reporting one question. How far back does the report look, and who actually sees it? A report reviewed one pay period at a time likely misses the six-month trend that matters most. Extending that window and clarifying who acts on it costs nothing, and it is often the highest value change available before any new tool enters the picture. Looking ahead. Next in this series, the timekeeping and attestation data already sitting in employer payroll systems can indicate which supervisors' meal periods are drifting out of compliance if it's reviewed as a stage 3 practice instead of a stage 2 report. Employers evaluating new tools, including AI, to complement their existing HRIS, payroll, and timekeeping systems should do so carefully and in a way that best preserves attorney-client privilege. Ogletree Deacon's California Class Action and PAGA Practice Group, Wage and Hour Practice Group, and Workforce Analytics and Compliance Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the California Class Action, Employment Law, and Workforce Analytics and Compliance blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.